Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. My name is Mike. That's Allie. That's Squid Billy. It's Dylon playing the club jams back there, my friend. That's right. The vibes are high here on this Thursday morning. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 404-726-0929 if you want to call in with a wake-up call at 929 Morning Shift. Already getting a ton of activity on the socials. A lot of people pointing out different places to go get in the water and cool off this summer with the kids and elsewhere. We do have – we have a neighborhood pool, but it's like an Olympic pool. You know what I mean? Like, it's very limited in terms of what a three-year-old wants to do. You know, you're like using a ladder to climb up. There's a diving board.
It's not bright and shiny, though, like the big swirly slides and all that stuff.
Yeah, how – do you have a pool in your neighborhood? Because your neighborhood's what, 20,
it's
30
like
years
40
old?
Years old. We do have a pool, but it's a little one.
Okay,
it's
so
not exciting.
I lived in a neighborhood when I was up in Flowery Branch that was like – built in the 2000s,
mm-hmm.
and the kiddie pool there was like insane. They had two different pools. One was like a kiddie family pool with like zero entry. You could just walk in.
Yeah.
And the other one was like Olympic pool, you know, for, and I think it was adults only, if I'm not mistaken. So there's two different options. Like, not, that's not what I got to go. My neighborhood's like 50 plus years old. Like,
yeah.
it's just like three Olympic lanes. You know what I mean? So it is important to be able to cool off. So I'm sure that Bo's neighborhood, y'all probably got a kid friendly pool. We got a slide or something going into y'all's pool.
We got three pools. We don't have a slide. We have a main pool. We have a lap pool, and then we have another pool away from it. And it's it used to have a the pad thing, you know, where the water would come out of it.
Splash pad.
But I think they got rid of it because it was broken for years. But I don't know. I don't ever go to that pool. I just drive by it on the golf course.
Dude, so let me tell you something.
I guess I'll be going to it soon because the porch.
I was
going to
say a splash pad, especially like as soon as your daughter can walk, a splash pad is the best friend of a parent during the summer that whose kid is not like ready for a big pool. Like, dude, you don't have to like worry about them drowning, but they can cool off and onto our floaties. They just need a little sunscreen. And you can sit back and enjoy.
How do you feel about the splash pads that are like outside of like Mall of Georgia or in the Battery? I know you went to that one.
Yeah, we went to the Battery one last week. It's different. There's one like downtown Sandy Springs. The one in downtown Alpharetta is actually awesome because there's like a beer window right next to it. You can just go get a cocktail. Like
perfect.
I don't know. I don't mind. My kids don't seem to mind it. I'm a little bit more guarded than my kids are. Where I'm like, I don't know, man. If it doesn't have like the play features and you're not at a park, I'm a little bit weary of it. But nonetheless, man, if given the right circumstance, which we were in, we went to the Braves game,
yeah,
and it was hot and they wanted to cool off. Yeah, I'm all about it.
I thought that when your kid's too young to like swim, you just get one of those plastic ones from Walmart, pull the lawn chair out in the front yard, pull the case of cooler beer out there, the Yeti, and just sit there and drink with your
kids are a moving target.
While the kid's in there.
Kids are a moving target. Like, once they use it three times, they're over it.
Well, an attention span, I mean, it lasts, 15 minutes?
Exactly.
And then they need a new activity, get the sprinkler out.
Here's the thing for me as a parent, and I never say just wait for Bo, but I will say, It's all about creating less work for yourself. And when you do something at home, you're creating a lot of work for yourself.
Ah.
You know what I mean? So, yes, the kiddie pool, and I have a blow-up slide and everything else. They use it three times. They're kind of over it. Or that you get it out. It takes you 30 minutes to get it out and set it up. They do it for an hour, and it's kind of over. Then you got to clean it up and whatever. So, yeah, anything you can just, hey, open the car door, throw them out there, let them do a splash pad. Yeah, or up, you know, or drive them to a beach and let them play with the sand. We got to go to the phone lines. Got full phone lines. Appreciate you guys so much for calling in. Hey, let's go out to Tehran and Decatur. Tehran, what's going on, man? Good morning.
How you doing, man? Dylan, my bad. My phone was connecting to my Bluetooth when I was talking to you. But it's Trayvon.
Oh, Trayvon. Yeah, it's all good, man. What's going on?
But how you doing, team? Miss Allie Mack.
Hello.
Mr. Squid. Yeah.
Sir.
And my boy Mike Mafia.
Wait. I knew it was coming. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
What's going on? Dylan, get this man's name right. Give him some respect.
I don't have nothing on the sports side since we don't had a good couple of days. But just a wake-up call for Dylan. The lake that you probably be talking about, the man-made lake, is probably Lake Winnipesaukee. I don't know if you've ever been there.
He's shaking his head now, man.
Yeah, that's one that's small. It's a man-made lake. It got like a little beach set up and everything.
Where's that one at?
It's actually,
you don't know? That's all right. We'll look it up. Allie's Googling right now.
It's small, man-made. The only thing about that is when we were kids, growing up, my brother got in the water one time and he came out with a leg full of leeches.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, man. Hey, I don't need those vibes right now. I'm trying to go to a water feature. Good call, Trayvon. Appreciate you calling in.
I want you to pay attention to something now. That was a Mike's Mafia call, and I like Trayvon. He's a good dude. But that was a Mike's Mafia call. His phone don't work right. Only talks about Atlanta sports when it's negative. Can't say nothing positive. And then it's all about leeches. Yeah. Goes to a place where there's leeches. So
hey, man, you better get off my man's
that's
head
your,
like that.
That's your typical calm Mike's Mafia there. Member and phone call. Well, just so you know.
Hey, look, Squid Nation is a bunch of leeches. Let's go out to Squidbilly's Revival in Villa Rica. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Living the dream.
All right, cool. Hey, speaking of a water park to go to, there's a nice one. I want to say it's Cobb County area, but it's called Sweetwater Park. They got a nice little Civil War museum type looking thing, and it's just pretty cool. So they also have a little sandbar, you know, so that's a nice little spot. But anyways, I miss Tiffany. I miss her voice. Allie, you're doing a great job. Hey, Squidbilly Nation's everywhere, baby.
Here
I'm just
go.
10 minutes probably. 10 minutes away from you, Squidbilly. So, hey, y'all enjoy your day. Mike's Mafia, we love you. See you.
That call just
shows that Squid in the nation, we love everyone.
I'm not sure he wasn't a Mafia member.
He sounded more like a 33%er.
Yeah.
Sound a little
a shifty.
He sounded like a shifty,
Dylan, why don't you go screw somebody's name up? The phone's ringing.
He is.
Come in here with that nonsense.
Sweetwater Creek State Park, I believe that's not Cobb County. I believe that's
–
It's down off –
It's in
85 South.
No. He's talking. There's one in Gwinnett.
Lithia Springs.
There's one in Gwinnett, but it's over like Austell, Lithia Springs area. Yeah, right there on Camp Creek Parkway.
Oh,
it's off of it. You can go back in there, but yeah, that's where.
Okay. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's see if we can get a couple more in here. Let's go to Coleman out in Winder, Georgia. Coleman, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to start off by saying I have been and forever will be Squidbilly Nation.
That's right.
Here we go.
So, I know. But look, Mike, I got some good news for you. Listen, I live in Winder.
Okay.
And Yargo is bigger than you think. It's actually really pretty big. It's got a lot of hiking trails. It's got a nice little beach. And then they got like Jungle Gym over there.
But it's really
big. And you could do canoeing.
This is the info I need. All right. Yes.
Yeah, I got you, man. Don't worry about it. Y'all have a good morning.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Thanks, Coleman.
See, now, Allie, that's a typical Squid Nation call. The last two,
they take a G off the end of the word.
We love everybody. No, listen, we love everybody. We're informative. We're nice. We're very cordial to people. Not like the Mafia. We're very negative, you know, very hostile.
Okay, so AJ just hit me up on the IG, and he said this is what Dylan's talking about, and he, I pulled it up, and it's Clayton County International Park. And it does, yeah, it's yes. definitely the it looks like a water park.
Yeah.
It's got all kinds of water slides.
Yeah, it's basically like the Clayton County's version of a water park.
It looks like Lake Lanier Islands used to look. Like
yeah, it's just smaller, but yeah.
Like fivefold.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So yeah, that's what I was talking about. It's got a couple of two different water slides. It's got a nice kiddie area, splash pad, kiddie pool, all that stuff. They got big sand area with beach volleyball courts, and they have even
real
like
solid.
In the lake part, they have like little stuff like you can jump off a platform. I think they used to have like basketball goals. I don't know if they're still out there. We can play like water basketball. So they got cool stuff out there.
Yeah, he said it used to be called the beach after the Olympics. So that's spot on. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Let's go ahead and let's see if we can get. Want at least one more, and let's go to Chief over in South Florida. Chief, what's happening, Chief? See that?
What's happening, Chief? You know, I feel for you, Mike, with that master spinner falling from your ceiling. That those things are dangerous. Just very careful, master spinner.
Is it master splinter?
But the water thing, I had a quick thing for y'all with the water thing. When I was a kid, you know, we grew up in the city of Atlanta, and we didn't have too much water thing going on, so we just turn the fire hydrant on, you know. So you can't do that, Mike. But my kids used to enjoy going to Centennial Park just to run through the water fountains and going to, you know, the lunch downtown. So I don't know if they still have that thing going because my kids are old now. But, that was one of the things we used to do. Y'all guys have a good one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I appreciate it,
you
man.
Too.
That's a good phone call.
Yeah, they normally are from the nation.
Let's go real quick. Let's go over and get in Dan in Decatur. Dan, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Uh-oh, Mike Murphy. Yo, what's happening, Morning Show fam?
Let's go.
What's happening, y'all? Real quick, almost a Friday, but I took my son last year to Fins Up Water Park. It's up there, Buford.
Yeah.
I think it's actually... Yeah. So I took them there last year just as something different, you know, outside of Six Flags and stuff like that. So if anybody, you know, wants to do something different outside of Hurricane Harbor or just, I did. I actually had a good time. And then, I mean, just seeing my son enjoy himself, you know, that was enough for me. So, but great time. So I recommend it to anybody. If you've never been, take your child. Mike, I'm glad you're all right, brother. I'm glad there was no heart attack due to the rat that fell out your ceiling and stuff like that, brother.
I said, bring me a grocery bag and a new pair of underwear. And a new pair of underwear because the situation down here. Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Dan. Thank you.
In all seriousness, I'm glad when that thing fell, you didn't like, you know how sometimes you'll kind of jump back when something comes at you and fall off that ladder. You'd have been laying there next to that rat, maybe not able to get up.
It was a very distinct thud. It was like a basketball with no air in it. That's what it sounded like.
You might have had a sore tailbone like me. You fell off that ladder.
real quick, Fins Up Water Park is a part of Margaritaville, which is obviously someone that's done some stuff. We had our Dylan, you played in that producer Olympic thing last year.
Yeah, I actually won
99 games.
Yeah, let's even go a little further with that. I won the 99 games. I was part of the winning team. Me, Abe, and was Joe on our team? Well, Joe was on our team.
I think we all know Abe is why y'all won.
No, I absolutely destroyed everybody in the axe throwing.
Did you guys have an attack style front? Because that's what the Atlanta Falcons have.
We're going
to talk about that on the other side of the break. We also got a life squid.
Yeah, I want to ask you. I did it. I did the
You did the You've been so good at it lately.
I know. Because you know why? Because
you've been on a heater.
I forgot that it was coming up next. how important is your helmet, Mike?
I'll tell you.
All right. Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.